Talking Books has been a free service from RNIB for a year. So what difference has that made to the service, and what happens behind the scenes? I'm joined by Julie Gibson, who's the Library Engagement Manager. First of all, Julie, what does that title mean?
Well, essentially it's a librarian, but it's one who concentrates on making the library relatable to people and getting the library to as many people as we possibly can.
And the service is now celebrating 1 year since it's gone free. What difference has that made?
Oh, it's enormous. It's absolutely enormous. I mean, since we went free on the 10th of November last year, we've got almost 11,000 people joining the library. Today, it actually stands at 10,958. So we're almost at 11,000, which is incredible. One nice little number we've just picked up this morning. Since the Talking Book service went free, we have loaned in that time 1,315,797 talking books. That's over 5,200 every working day we send out.
And behind every one of those figures is a blind or partially sighted person who's getting to read a book.
For each individual person, it can be absolutely enormous. We've been supporting people who are just living at home on their own. We support people to attend local library reading groups and join in on an equal footing with their friends and family at their local library. And the word we hear again and again and again, and it's often trotted out, but people use it genuinely, is that it's a lifeline for people.
And what age are the library users?
In a similar way to public libraries do, we do books from birth, really. And 2 years ago when I joined the service, I think the average age of our reader was 83. And that's dropped by 10 years. It's now 73. So we've had a lot more younger people joining, which is really encouraging.
And what sort of authors are proven to be the most popular?
Again, it reflects the general population, book sales and public library lending. All of the bestsellers really are at the top of our list too. Things like J.K. Rowling's latest, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. We are the only library you can get the audio version of that from. Public libraries don't have that yet. And we're producing more and more simultaneous titles as well, so that when a publisher releases a title, we can loan the audio or talking book or giant print version on the same day. Our latest one is Ian Rankin's new title. So, yeah, we're heading up there.
And you yourself have been out and about with some reading groups.
We've been running a pilot scheme over the past 12 months to support local library reading groups, because we learned through research a year and a half ago that our readers at the RNIB library wanted to go to their local library and join reading groups face to face. So we tried to work out how was the best way to do that. So we've been running a pilot scheme with various different types of local library reading group. We had an existing reading group that was just for people with a visual impairment. And they were meeting every 3 months. They were reading three titles over those 3 months because they couldn't get enough copies of the audio that they needed for everyone to read the same book in the same month. We came along and started being able to provide the same title for everyone at the same time, which means everyone can read the book within that month, and they now meet every month. So it's made a real difference to that group.
And if mobility is a problem and you maybe can't get out and about that much, RNIB provide that same service over the telephone.
We do. We've got a fabulous service called Talk and Support, and they offer telephone reading groups. They tend to run over a period of weeks, so you might get eight titles and over 6 months or thereabouts. Each group's different. And they run on different themes, so you can choose the type of book you want to read and join that particular group. And again, like public libraries do, they get authors in to join in the conversation, they get guest speakers in. So it's really exciting stuff they're doing.
So how can people join?
There's lots of different ways new members can register. You can join online through the RNIB online shop at rnib.org.uk. You can call our helpline. That's probably the simplest way to do it, and they can do that over the phone for you. And their number is 0303 123 9999, or you can go to rniblibrary.com, and there's a Word document that you can download and complete and email back to us or send through the post, whatever's easiest for you.
Now, we've mentioned the books are available in Braille and in giant print and in audio, but what sort of audio?
Well, we provide it in lots of different ways because people have different preferences. We can provide an audio title on Daisy CD, so it works with a Daisy player and gives you full navigation. We can supply it on a USB memory stick, which you can use a special USB player for, or you can plug it into your laptop or PC. And we also offer digital download, which is increasingly popular, and that's at rniboverdrive.com. So you can download that direct to your PC or laptop or mobile device. More and more people are using their mobile phones.
And one of the benefits of working in a library, any library, is you kind of get access to the books. What are you reading just now?
I'm actually rereading something I read ages ago. It's The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. And it started off, I heard, I was watching University Challenge the other night, and there was a question in which Douglas Adams was involved in the answer, and I thought, oh, I've not read that for ages. So I've picked it up again, so a bit of light entertainment.
So if you fancy reading some Hitchhiker's Guide or its many sequels, or over 23,000 other fiction and non-fiction books for adults and children, those details again are, the helpline is 0303 123 9999, or join online at rnib.org.uk. And Julie Gibson, Library Engagement Manager at RNIB, thanks so much for joining me today on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much.